Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Hudsonville, Michigan. I'm glad you've joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 12. This evening we'll be looking at simply the first three verses of Hebrews chapter 12, a passage that is packed full of stuff, packed of good things for us to ponder upon. Hebrews chapter 12, reading the first three verses. Follow along with me as I read aloud, for this is God's holy, authoritative, and inspired word. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Since the reading of God's word, and may he add his eternal blessing unto it. Let's pause a moment and ask God to bless us in a prayer of illumination. Let us pray. Lord, we are so thankful for the scriptures. We're so thankful for your word that is indeed living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. And Lord, as we focus on these words written by under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, by the author of the Hebrews, Lord, we pray that you may bless these words unto our hearts, for you know us, and you know our needs. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you meet these needs through your word and through your spirit. For it is in Jesus' name we pray, and let us say together, amen. Congregation, Lord Jesus Christ, this evening our sermon is on a topic that some of you may be cringing at. And you may be having flashbacks to gym class when you were in junior high. We're going to talk about running. And some of you might be going, oh no, please no. Some of us here actually love to run. Some of us will enter into 5Ks, 10Ks, 25Ks marathons. We find pleasure in running a couple miles on the sidewalks with our MP3 player blaring in our ears and oblivious to the rest of the world. And I am one of them. But I understand some of us here are not runners. Some of us haven't run in years because of age, because of ability, or maybe some of us just haven't run because of a lack of motivation. But the theme tonight is on running. I didn't make it up. It's right there in the text. And it's interesting that as we think about Scripture, we think of the Christian walk. And here, the author of Hebrews tells us that there's also a Christian run. A Christian run. And so the author of Hebrews here encourages us to faithfully run. Run the race. Run with perseverance the race marked out for us. This passage begins with a therefore, and usually with a therefore, we want to ask, what's it there for? And so to try to summarize the entire book of Hebrews in a matter of just a couple of minutes is rather difficult. But what we can say is that the author of Hebrews wants us to know that Christ is superior. If you want to know an overarching theme of the entire book of Hebrews, just remember, Christ is superior. He talks about that he is better than the angels, and better than Moses, and better than Joshua, that he provides a better rest, that he's a better high priest, that he's established a better covenant, and that he's offered a better sacrifice and a better temple. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, the author of Hebrews, and if you have your Bibles open, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. And you'll notice that in the NIV here, it has a caption and of a call to persevere. And notice what he says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. You need to persevere so that you, when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And then the author of Hebrews gives us the great chapter of Hebrews 11, where he talks about those who have lived by faith, the Old Testament saints who lived by faith, looking forward to the promise that has not yet been fulfilled, looking forward to the promise that is fulfilled in Christ. As the Old Testament, they look forward to the cross, and we in the church, we can look back, and the cross becomes the crux of history, the crux of Scripture. And so after talking about this chapter on faith and talking about how they've endured through all these things, you can go on and you can look through the Hebrews chapter 11, and it ends with just a summary of what more could I say? There's so much more I could say. Notice what it says in Hebrews 11, verse 39. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so only together with us would they be made perfect. And that begins, is where we pick up here in chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And in this chapter, we are called to run the race, to faithfully run the race as those who have gone before us has run the race, to run it faithfully. And so this evening, what I'd like to do is look at three things here in this passage to help us better understand this passage. The first thing that we find is an exhortation to endure. An exhortation to endure. The second point this evening is that we have a warning about encumbrances, about things that hinder us. And thirdly, we are going to find that we must be focused on our encouragements. So it's an exhortation to endure. There is a warning about encumbrances or hindrances. And thirdly, we are called to be focused on our encouragements. And those are the three points we're going to look at this evening as we study this text more closely. First, that we have an exhortation to endure, to persevere, to run. Look with me at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I'm about to tell you something that you have all likely heard before, but it's worth repeating in tonight's message. That the Christian life is not a 100-meter dash. It's a marathon. And so for those of you who cringe when I said the topic was running tonight, I'm even going to make you cringe even more because now we're talking about marathon running. We're talking about 26K, all right? 26.2 mile. It's a marathon. And when you run a marathon, it's different than running a 100-meter dash. A 100-meter dash is a quick, speedy, it's done in a blink of an eye. You can ask Bill Gryson, he coaches track. He knows all about those dashes. It's those long distance that takes a little more time. They're run differently. You train for them differently. And the Christian run is not a 100-meter dash. It is a marathon. It's a long haul. If you ever watched the Olympics, and especially the Summer Olympics or the track and field events, and you look at some of these guys who run these marathons, or maybe you've watched a triathlon, maybe you've experienced a triathlon, maybe you've watched the Tour de France, or maybe you've been involved in watching the World Cup and how they persevere through exhaustion and injury for the sake of the soccer game. These are all examples of people who endure, it's long distance. It takes time. And that's one thing we must remember with the Christian run, is it's going to take time. It's going to take time. Now, if we all decided to lace up our shoes and go for a run and said, let's go run a mile, the reality is I think most of us, if not all of us, could run a mile. But for some of us, we can get it done much quicker than others. I look at some of the kids out here, and yeah, they got, it's going to, it might take them a while. And on the flip side, they might beat us all. So. But the point is that it's not the point of whether or not, it's not how fast you finish, it's the point that you finish. And so for some of you, maybe you've run the Riverbank run, or maybe you've run a 5K, you have a personal goal, but the point of it is you want to finish. That's the whole point of entering the race, is to finish. And the author of Hebrews is telling us in the same way in the Christian life to finish, to fix, to let us run with perseverance. He even says, consider him who endured such opposition later on verse 3, so you won't grow weary and lose heart. You won't grow weary and lose heart. What the author of Hebrews is not saying to us is this. He's not saying to us, work harder. He's not saying try harder. He's not saying dig deep. He isn't telling us to do more. He isn't telling us to don't stop. He's telling us to run the race with endurance, the race that's already been set before us. It's already been set out for us. The race has already been mapped out before the foundation of the world by our God, our sovereign God. And so when the author of Hebrews says to run, he wants us to draw our motivation. He wants us to draw our power. He wants us to draw our stamina. He wants the driving force behind our run to be not be something inside of us, but he wants us to look to Christ, to Jesus. And he says that right there in verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, putting our eyes on the prize, to run because we're united with him. To run because our sins have been forgiven. To run because all the obstacles have been have been mapped out before us. There are times in which we run the race and we don't like the course. There are times in which we run the race that we aren't really happy with the obstacles set before us. There are times when we run the race where we want to just give up. We just want to throw in the towel. We just simply want to go to the sidelines and say, "There, I'm done." And the author of Hebrews says, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus in faith. Look to Jesus because he knows this race. Because he's run it for you. It's easy for us to grumble about the race. It's easy for us to grow weary and to lose heart. But the author of Hebrews tells us to persevere. To persevere, to persevere looking to Christ. And yes, it's not always going to be easy. It may involve sweat and effort and pain. And yet we will keep our eyes upon Jesus, fixing our eyes upon him in faith. Because that is going to motivate us to continue on. To run the race, to endure. The author of Hebrews tells us to endure, but secondly, you'll also notice that the author of Hebrews warns us about encumbrances, hindrances to our run. Notice what he says in verse 12. He says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. Now, scholars are question on whether or not these are two different things or if the author of Hebrews is simply elaborating on one single idea. Because it suggests to us that let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us. He talks about in one translation says, lay aside every weight, things that are heavy, that bog us down. And running a race. The author of Hebrews has suggested is talking about legitimate things that aren't sinful in themselves but could hinder us in running. Because after all, if we run a race, we all know that if we go for a run, we want to wear lightweight clothing. We want to wear the proper equipment to run. We don't want to have something heavy upon us. runners don't show up at the starting line of the Boston Marathon with steel-toe boots on, jeans, a sweatshirt, and a backpack full of Mountain Dew and candy bars and say, "Let's go." It doesn't happen. That's not the way to do things. That's not the way to run the race. And so the author of Hebrews says, let us throw off everything that hinders us. Everything, no, all those things aren't sinful in themselves, but the author of Hebrews is saying, look, put aside those things that's going to cause us, it's going to hinder us from running the race, enduring the race that God has set before us. To take note of those things that may occupy our time and our energies and our effort. Maybe for us, the things that are so that throw off everything that hinders us, maybe one of the things that hinders us is the internet. Or another thing that may hinder us is spending time with friends that aren't a good influence on us. Or maybe the things that are hindering us is recreation. Who gets in the way of our worship. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. After all, it's July 4 weekend and you're here. But our TVs can hinder us, and our computers can hinder us, and our social media can hinder us. And those things can interrupt our times spent with God and running the race. I read of an illustration. They said, okay, let's put yourself in a scenario, okay? You're running late. You enjoy reading God's word and catching up on the news before you go to work in the morning while you eat breakfast, and you're running late. And so you quick eat something. Which one gets the shaft? Afraid to say, sometimes it's God's word. Those are the things that hinder us. Now, they are not sin. I'm not saying the internet is sinful in itself. Some of you would disagree. I would say that, not say that television, I would not say all these things are sinful in themselves, but they can so easily distract us from running the race. And so we must be careful to not throw away our energy, our time and our effort and our energies, to not waste them on things that are frivolous, things that will hinder us from running the race. Maybe to ask ourselves, well, will these things make me a better Christian? Will these things cause me to grow in my faith and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? Because if the answer is no, then the reality is they're hindering us. And there's a time and place for those things, but it's also very easy for us to fix our eyes upon that.
This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, one of the newest churches in a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We meet weekly for worship in the Hudsonville Christian Elementary School. Our services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or on the church website at www.cedarchurch.net.